Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. The Eagles are 1-0 after a win down in Brazil. We'll get to the montage coming up in a few minutes. How it sounded right here on WIP. And then we hear from Sirianni and Hurts after the game, after the victory on Friday night, which, of course, was led by Saquon Barkley. He was their best player by far. I thought by far on Friday. He was explosive. He was shifty. That pass he caught for the touchdown.
Wheel route.
When was the last time we had a running back do make a play like that?
Shady.
Yeah, Shady. Right. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
You know, Shady, Westbrook could do things like that. It's been a very long time. That was an awesome play. He was as advertised. And today, very excitedly, Chris from Middletown is our first caller. I'm sure he's excited about Saquon. What's up, Chris?
Saquad.
That's a lot.
What's up, fellas?
Morning, Chris. What's up, buddy?
How about that Eagles running back we got? He's pretty good, ain't he?
He is very good. I mean, that was a very impressive game. We haven't had a running back that did all those things that he did in one game in a long time around here.
Yeah. Guys, I want to run through some things here. I got some Eagles points and then just some general NFL things. So bear with me here. So to all of those that are wondering, I just want to give you a bit of news update here. The sod father, George Toma, he's alive and well. He's working in Brazil. Seriously, you guys, that field was just total hot garbage. Saquon Barkley, he's him. And Nick, no more tush push, please. Can we just... You know, I know that's the only play that you carried over from your playbook, but let's scrap it. We don't need to do that anymore.
I'm trying to tell y'all Friday. Y'all
it was not. It was
me.
Not very effective on Friday. And then the Cam Jurgens drop off from Kelce in terms of that play in particular, it was not the same. I mean, they fumbled the one at the end, almost gave the game away. I could use less of it next week. I'm with you guys.
Scrap it. We don't need to do that anymore. Jalen made some bad decisions, but he also made some phenomenal plays. I don't want to overreact. However, I do have an axe to grind with ESP because ESP lied to us. He said he looked sharp, he was making great decisions and all that. And I guess we realize preseason games do matter, which is evident by what we saw throughout the entire weekend. And guys, the defense, how exciting is it? Quinion Mitchell looks like a true stud. And then Zach Bond represented that 53 jersey. You guys touched on that. He did a lot of good service to your number. And Delaware Valley, it's Zach Bond, not Zach Braun. Although, you know, in the Midday Show, it's okay to call them both because we don't care about pronunciation. But, guys, real last thing here I have for you. The NFL this week, sloppy play across. I've never seen more penalties, more false starts. In my life, it was painful to, as a consumer, watch it. It was frustrating, but it is what it is because the NFL doesn't care. They're just about, you know, the almighty dollar, not necessarily a product, and we keep consuming it. So that gives me optimism that things are going to sharpen up, things are going to look better, and that translates to our team too. But guys, dude, again, we got an all-pro running back in the backfield. And I want to leave you with a little something on the way out the door. We are E-A-G-L-E-S 1-0 Eagles!
Good phone call, Chris. Good stuff, buddy. Look, All-Pro is over a full season, but Hugh, on Friday night, that looked like an All-Pro running back.
I mean, it looks like, you know, like I know we're getting ahead of ourselves, and it's the first week of the season.
Well, it's overreaction Monday.
Yeah, it's always like that, so y'all need to just get used to it. But, man... He's not going to see that every week, but boy, he's going to have some special weeks because I can't see, like even though we are a passing team, man, you can't put that baby back in. You can't put that baby in the corner.
Well, and especially if the passing game is going to be as choppy as it was Friday.
Yeah, you can't put that baby back in the basket, whatever.
Yeah, they can rely. Well, they could at least lean on him. Now, I was a little bit surprised at how many touches he got. I wonder if that's sustainable or was that just they were trying to win this game?
Well, they were, like...
26 touches is a lot.
When I tell you, like, they were up against it. It was all, it's almost like I equated to this. Being in a prize fight where you come out and your opponent is throwing haymakers and catches you with two of them off the rip, like, that catches you off guard. Now you're playing defense mm-hmm. because you're trying just to get back into your strategic game plan. They were out of sorts. That game, when that game started, I guarantee you whatever they had planned or whatever they were scheming for, they threw that out the window.
Well, the game was almost over in a bad way in the first quarter.
Man, listen, whatever you tried to establish, when Green Bay came down and they scored them 3 points and then you put them, backed them up again and all, listen, when Saquon slipped, and whatever you had planned, that was like, hey, dog, we got to get into it now. And you saw that as the game progressed. Hell, we got to throw the ball. Jalen wasn't ready to throw right then and there. His timing was a little off, you know, but as the game progressed, you saw what this offense could potentially be. Shout out to Coach Goober, man. Like, seriously.
Well, they ran motion on 65. So last year, they were at 35% motion. They were dead last in the NFL. On Friday, 65%. I mean, you just saw that. That's a professional 2024
man,
offense.
Listen.
And last year, we did not have that kind of offense.
Did what he had to do. Did what he had to do. The field was sloppy. Like, it was not what you wanted. But, hell, you in it now. You got to win the game. And you got by hook or by crook. You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, and that's 26 touches for Saquon. And Chris is right. Quinyon Mitchell looked like the real deal out there. Zach in Roersford. Good morning, Zach.
Hi, guys.
What's up, Zach? Man? What are you feeling?
I appreciate, you know, being allowed to speak on here, but, like, being after a legend like that's kind of intimidating. I don't got that energy to be yelling and screaming.
Well, it is Monday. That's a rare kind of energy for a Monday morning. I agree with that. But, you have enough for us, Zach. What do you got for us? Let's hear it.
Honestly, I mean, a lot of, like, the, you know, because I'm in Facebook groups and social media and stuff, so you see a lot of overreaction. Like, the game went exactly how I thought it was going to go. I mean, there's definitely some rust. I mean, Jalen never was the most mechanically quarterback to me. I don't think he can make the over, you know, across the chest type of throws like he did where he threw that one interception. I never really thought of him as that type of guy. But, like, when it was crunch time, he was there. I mean, he was there. I mean, he ran two dudes over to get a first down. I mean, he threw a couple really nice to AJ and Saquon. Like, this team's exciting, guys. I mean, you immediately saw the coaching difference. I mean, even when the defense, you know, was having to bail us out multiple times, it really felt like the Eagles were still out of it. You just felt like, well, this is why you need to maybe have some preseason. Like, this team is – they're deadly. Like, they're going to be deadly. And they're deep in positions that, like, I'm not used to seeing them be deep in. Like, there was DBs out there all over the place. I mean, guys are group tackling. Like, it was a great game to watch.
Some guys were group tackling.
Well, you know what it was?
Put that out there.
So who he got? Who was group tackling?
Well, we won.
Yeah, okay. Well, the better. I'll say this about the offense. They had a lot
everybody
of
everybody didn't want to tackle.
They had a lot of mistakes, right? They turned the ball over a bunch of times, and they still put up 34. Like, I'm with you on the exciting part of it, because if they can refine this thing, they can be a dynamic offense. I mean, those two receivers and this running back, if Jalen just doesn't turn the ball over, they should score a lot of points.
That and again, you see guys contributing from all factors, right? I mean, Grant Calcaterra is having catches. Dallas Goedert's catching over the middle. Like, you got everybody involved. Like, Jalen Hurts, that's the type of quarterback Jalen Hurts is. Jalen Hurts is a game manager with the occasional burst of speed who can run up the middle and get you some positive yards. Jalen Hurts is not this guy who is going to be throwing 90-yard bombs and doing all these fancy things. Like, Jalen Hurts just needs to manage the game, and that's exactly what he did.
No, I agree with Zach. They're better.
Zach trying to sneak this. Don't do that.
No,
man.
But they'd be better if he's a game manager. Just hand the ball to the playmakers. Don't turn the ball over.
I mean, I've been saying that, but Jalen has he has talent, though. I mean, it's kind of sound like Zach trying.
I don't know where Zach's coming from, but I thought Tom Brady was a game manager early in his career.
Early on. Yeah, I was there with you.
A hero ball, and Zach, we appreciate it. Hero ball's not necessary, and that's what Jalen did too much of last year, and he did it again on Friday. They got out with a win, though. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's hear how it sounded. Friday night. Merrill and Mike on the call. The Eagles take down the Packers. It's time for a montage.
Eagles and the Green Bay Packers in Sao Paulo. Hurts, he's back. He's looking. He is firing it, and it is intercepted. Intercepted. So there's the first turnover of the game, and a Jalen Hurts interception. Third and six. Hurts fumbles the snap, and it is recovered. Let's see.
Turnover
is it the Packers?
Two. Turnover number two.
They trail 6-0. Hurst looping it, and it is caught for a touchdown by Barkley. Barkley for a touchdown and a perfect pass. It's 7-6 Birds. Back goes Love. He pumps, he fires, and wide open downfield, breaking a tackle at the 20 is Reed, and he's in for a touchdown. It's 12-7 Green Bay. The Eagles are moving, and Jalen Hurts looks terrific. This time it goes, and right up the middle for a touchdown.
Goes
Saquon Barkley, his second touchdown of the game. One by air and one on the ground.
Oh, boy, did they part the sea that time.
There's the end of the first half with the score. The Packers 19, the Eagles 17. He is going deep. It is caught. A.J. Brown to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, the 5. Touchdown, 67 yards.
Oh, that's just fun to watch.
24-19, Burns. That was fast. Love in the gun. Play action, touchdown. It goes to Watson. Packers 26, Eagles 24. Back to Barkley. He pushes, he shoves, he's in. Touchdown.
He's too strong. Saquon Barkley is a man.
The Eagles 31, the Packers 26. Eagles have got to get to Love. Here they come again as he goes over the top, and it is almost, it is intercepted.
It's intercepted.
Picked off by Reed Blankenship. Back again goes Love. He is hit with 5 seconds to go. And Love is hurt. Love is hurt.
Never want to see that.
Oh, my goodness. Back goes Willis. He slips. He is down, and the game is over. Eagles 34, Packers 29.
The montage, Merrill and Mike on the call on Friday night.
Shout out to Merrill and Mike, man.
Yeah, I like that. It took a little while to get revved up, but then it got revved up. The Eagles put up 34 points, and in the end, they make enough plays. I mean, on defense, you look at the stats, Hugh, about the defense on Friday. It's not great. They give up a lot of explosive plays, I think 414 yards, a lot per play. But when they had to make plays on Friday,
they made them.
They did, especially they held them to 1 of 4 in the red zone. That's outstanding.
You know what that kind of sounds like to me?
What's that?
An opportunistic defense.
Bend but don't break.
Yeah.
But it does sound like a necessity.
Yeah,
that's not
very luxurious of them here.
That's necessary.
I'm just saying it's opportunistic defense.
Okay.
They took advantage of the opportunities that were presented to them. That one touchdown that the Packers scored, I think it was running the ball on the ground when they ran to the reverse.
Jaden Reed, was it?
Man, that was the absolute.
Okay. We'll get there.
That was the worst. I got to keep it a B. But nobody wanted to tackle anybody. They just kind of, they were all there. It was almost like, you know how when you're in school, when you're little, and they say, everybody get a dance partner?
Yeah.
And everybody was just dancing with one another down the field.
They were bouncing off him.
Nobody was trying to make a tackle. Nobody was trying to get off blocks. I mean, there you have it right there. That was not great. That was not great at all.
You know what that montage reminded me of?
Mm.
The PA announcer at that stadium, shut the hell up. It was after every single play. He's screaming.
I know.
And he was almost drowning out the announcers. It was very annoying.
I got to say, and I know that it's something new. The whole presentation was not great by the NFL.
It was terrible.
The field was terrible. Noah Eagles fine. Todd Blacklich is...
He was brutal.
He's not big time.
No.
Like, I just feel like that's like a Saturday afternoon college football game with Todd
Blacklich.
I didn't
know what he was watching half the time.
That's like...
Oh, so we killing
yes.
announcers?
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Brutal.
Okay, so when can we start killing Tom Brady?
Oh, we'll get to him. Don't worry.
Since you opened up the door.
I was focused on the Eagles game, but we'll get to him.
Okay.
All right, we'll get to Tom.
Since we talk about announcers,
lackluster.
Which is hard to do, by the way, and I will be tempered in my critique. Because I've done that. That ain't no joke, man. That is no joke.
Yeah, well, Todd Blacklich is not good enough for a primetime game. I'm not going to be tempted. Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
Yo, what's up, guys?
Hey, Jeff.
What's up, man?
Well, I expected Saquon to do what he did, so I'm not going to say he was the biggest surprise or whatever you want. The defense overall was, to me, what stuck out to me, just the way they played. I mean, they basically kept the team in the game in the first half.
No doubt.
So I don't know about that luxury thing, Hugh, but it worked out pretty. It worked
Man,
out. Pretty
listen, tell him, Jeff.
Jeff, you know I hear what you're saying, but Jeff, you don't want me to pull up that box score, dog. Don't make me pull
no,
up that
I know.
Box score.
You know
414 yards allowed.
Don't make me.
7.1
My point. Like to be honest, Jeff, my point was made because they made plays when they had to make plays. They weren't great, but they made plays when they had to make plays.
They did because if you look at the stats, team stats overall, you're like, our defense didn't play all that well. But Green Bay had a couple of big hitters, you know, like big runs, big pass plays. So it kind of inflated the stats a little bit, but they still can't let that happen too much. But I'll say this. Jalen, he played okay. He doesn't need to play hero ball, as everyone says. Like, he's got the ability. He tries. He's still trying to force things when he doesn't have to. That thrown across his body thing, there's only one guy that can do that, and that's Patrick Mahomes. So just stop trying to do that. And, you know, like I said, I expected them to run the ball. It's kind of like when you're a kid and you get a new toy for Christmas and you play the heck out of it for the first couple days. That's kind of what they were doing with Saquon. Like, look, here's what we have. Just beware is all I'm saying.
Well, and you know what I mean? And they might have to lean on him. And Jeff, we appreciate it. If they can't trust the quarterback to protect the football, and I agree with Jeff, they're going to have to run the football more. 215-592-9494.
There ain't nothing wrong with that.
There isn't, but and I don't want to, you know, we'll do a lot on this as we move forward here. Can they sustain running the ball that much and running it more than they throw? We'll see. They did it on Friday, and they closed the game out. And I think Jalen, that last drive, played, you know, he made plays, right? He made a couple throws for the first time. I thought he was better against the blitz. He stood in there one time. There was a blitz coming off the right side.
He got lit up.
He got crushed, and he stood in there and made a good throw. So there were some really good moments by Jalen. But we can't walk out of a game and say he nearly had six turnovers. Like, we can't do this.
No.
And we that's the truth. I mean, they had two turnovers with the fumbles. They had two interceptions. He almost threw two more interceptions. And now he's thrown 17 interceptions and has 12 fumbles in his last 20 starts. That's too much. Let's hear from them after the game. Jalen Hurts on his performance and on the victory.
I definitely could have avoided some of those things. I put us in a bad spot as a team. I put us in a bad spot. But in the end, we made some crucial plays to extend drives, crucial plays down the field, crucial plays on defense. And even showing up on special teams as well, and that's what it's all about. So, but you're going to keep pressing forward. Keep pressing forward.
Well, they did
I like
make,
that from a yeah, quarterback. They did I
make
like those, that.
They yeah. did make plays. Hugh, you guys talking about the sloppiness first game, no preseason. I'm actually not going to make a big deal out of the center quarterback exchange. Like, that's this first game with Cam as the center. The one early in the game, it seemed like they just were on different timing, right? He wasn't even ready for the snap. It hit him on the arm.
Yeah.
And then in the one at the end was a tush push gone bad in terms of the snap. I can excuse those. What I can't excuse is his decision-making on where he's throwing the football and when. That was the part to me that was like, what are you doing?
And that's why I'm willing in that sense to give him grace, because as you see, like, you gotta really go back and watch the game. And I wholeheartedly believe that they were pressed into doing that early when Saquon slipped.
But what about the one in the end zone across his body?
What part of the game was that? Was that still early in the game?
No, that's second half.
Okay, the second half, I think at that point he's trying to
cross his body into the end zone to AJ.
I don't remember that one. But I think if I'm thinking more back on the game, Joe, because in the beginning I think that he was a little off with his timing because he wasn't going to throw the ball that early. I don't think he was trying to throw the ball deep that early. Second time, I think he was just, the play you're talking about, I think he's just trying to make a play. But you can't make that decision. You're right. There were some times where I felt like he might have been, you know, feeling himself a little bit, and he was trying to just make plays. You have to realize that you had to play within yourself. Man, listen, we got two of the best receivers in the game. That one play that he threw to Devontae Smith when he was draped by two people for the first down, man, only Devontae makes that play.
Devontae, probably the most, if we're looking for someone who had an underrated good game, he had eight targets.
Quietly.
He caught seven of them.
Man,
big
listen.
Catches.
He caught that one because that, like, and Jalen put it only where he could catch it, and he caught it with his hands. I feel like at that point he's trying to make plays. The game started to slow down for him a little bit, and he probably felt like he could have made that play. But, man, they are doing everything offensively that they should have did last year. Quick slants. Like blitz beaters.
The wheel route to Saquon.
Man,
yeah.
Listen.
No, because they have a professional offensive coordinator now. Yeah. They have a guy that's done this before. I mean, the fact that they had 65% motion on Friday, last year they were dead last in the NFL, that tells you something. All right, let's hear from Sirianni. Sirianni after the game on the win and Jalen Hurts' performance.
Jalen started it as far as the dog mentality of playing through and handling the adversity. Again, it wasn't perfect. It wasn't perfect by any means. We can help him out with some play calls here and there as well. But I thought he responded good. Like that four-minute drive that we had, that drive started with, what, eight-some minutes left to go in the game, and we gave him the ball back with 27 seconds? Why? Because Jalen and Devontae connected on some huge plays. That's tough football. Four-minute football is tough football. And our guys really responded, and to give them back. And then they were positioned to throw a Hail Mary at the end of the game. But our guys really, really responded. That four-minute football, when things haven't been going great, man, I thought he did some really good things and some clutch moments. Yeah, so I thought, there's going to be plays that, but he had some really good moments as well.
I knew that was coming. Like, listen, me and Coach Sierra are kindred spirits when we talk about stuff.
Especially
like
when you start long-talking.
Like, listen, I just got to keep it. You got to keep from long-talking, man.
It's officially football season. We got Sirianni on dog mentality. Jalen displayed dog mentality. Hugh, I'll agree with this with Sirianni. That was the last drive by Hurts. He converted a lot of big first downs to move the chains, and they did burn that clock, because if they had given Green Bay the ball back, with 4 or 5 minutes to go.
Ain't no telling.
Yeah, I mean, we might have lost the game.
Yeah, we could. Yeah, there's some telling.
Yeah, I mean that might have been it. But they gave him the ball back with almost no time left after a very long drive. And that was the first time, actually, that last drive that Jalen's legs were an asset, because the beginning of the game, he couldn't get the corner.
That's all I need Jalen to do. See, everybody, we need to let go of the concept that Jalen's going to be Lamar Jackson.
But he used to be a better runner.
Where
did his legs go?
I don't know. He's not hitting the corner, because he's not beating defensive ends around the corner
anymore.
No,
he's not. He used to.
Move just enough to keep the drive alive. That's it. That's all I need you to do. And pull it down and run when you have to, kind of like you did the other night.
The last drive.
Yes. That's the key, especially now when you have all these weapons, Joe. Man, you don't need to be running around all day trying to make plays like that. Let the playmakers do the work for you.
I have a thought on Jalen's performance on Friday. Less is more. How about we try to run around the edge less, because you can't do it anymore. I mean, you can't get around these defensive ends.
Know your limitations, man.
I think that's a good way to frame what we saw to Jalen. I mean, he still can, as Kyle said, make accurate passes. He made some really nice passes. He did move the chains when he had to with that tough run the fourth quarter with his legs. But less is more on the runs to the outside, because those aren't working. And how about we throw across our body less, or into the middle of the field late less?
I would agree with that.
Let's do a little bit less of that. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard here. Your biggest takeaway from the Eagles' Week 1 victory over the Packers, was it Saquon, who was enormous? The opportunistic, as you would say, defense. They did make some big stops in the red zone there. Of course, just the Jalen Hurts, the up and the down play. What hit you the most from the win on Friday? Merrill's going to join us coming up at 11. And on the other side, we'll let you hear Sirianni's post-game speech next. What did he say to the team after the Eagles won their first game of the year? 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.